This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Campaigning for seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections reaches its peak with only 3 days left for polling. Voting in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across 7 states and the Union Territory on the 1st of June. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting in North 24 Parganas district in support of Barashat and Bashirhat Lok Sabha constituencies of West Bengal today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said there is zero tolerance for corruption under his rule. The Prime Minister said Congress and INDIA bloc do not care for common people and they only care for themselves. He said people of Mathwa community in West Bengal are being given citizenship under CAA. Mr. Modi said women are being empowered under his government. In Bihar, JDU President and Chief Minister of Bihar, Nitish Kumar addressed a rally in Nalanda constituency in Asthawa. BJP leader and Union Minister Nityanand Rai held a public meeting in Barun under Karakat parliamentary constituency. RJD Chief Lalu Prasad said, this time in Lok Sabha elections, the fight is for saving reservation and the Indian constitution. Talking to media in Patna, he said, the 400 plus seat claim of the BJP will fall flat in this election. In Uttar Pradesh, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath campaigned today for film star and BJP nominee from Gorakhpur, Ravi Kishan. Addressing a rally in Kampir Ganj area, Mr. Yogi said, the BJP government has done a lot for the poor and downtrodden. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav, along with Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, jointly addressed political rallies in Mohan Sarai area of Varanasi and in Baskau Lok Sabha constituency. The BJP today expressed confidence that it is forming the government at the centre for the third time with a massive mandate. The party alleged that contradictions of the INDIA bloc are coming out in the open. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said, while AAP is fighting against the Congress in Punjab, in West Bengal, TMC is fighting against the Congress. He claimed that as the Lok Sabha elections are coming closer, it is clearly visible that people of the country have understood the situation and the BJP-led NDA is on its way to achieving the target of winning more than 400 seats. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will be on a 3-day visit to Kanyakumari from the 30th of this month. Sources said that in Kanyakumari, Mr. Modi will visit the Rock Memorial and meditate at the Dhyan Mandapam, which is the same place where Swami Vivekanand did meditation. The Election Commission today released the absolute number of voters who voted in the sixth phase of Lok Sabha polls, which was held on Saturday. In a statement, the Commission said 7,544,933 people voted in the sixth phase. A voter turnout of 63.37% has been recorded in 58 parliamentary constituencies which went for voting. The poll body said the final turnout will only be available post-counting with counting of postal ballots and its addition to the total vote count. The Commission also released parliamentary constituencies' wise number of electors for the seventh phase. A vacation bench of the Supreme Court declined to list an application filed by Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal seeking an extension of his interim bail by 7 days in a money laundering case linked to the alleged liquor policy scam. The bench of justices J.K. Maheshwari and K.V. Vishwanathan said it cannot intervene in the application filed in a case already reserved for judgment by another bench of the court. And in boxing, India's Nishan Dev and Sachin Sivaj entered the pre-quarterfinals of the World Olympic qualifiers in Bangkok, Thailand today. Nishant defeated his Mongolian opponent Odgon Batar Byambaevdeneto in the round of 32 bout in the 71 kg category. Sachin outclassed Frederik Jensen of Denmark in the round of 32 bout in the 57 kg category. However, Abhinash Jamwal was knocked out in the 63.5 kg category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.